So thank you for being here. And the reason I wanted to get you on the line today was because we talked a little bit earlier, and you had a couple of great questions that I think a lot of people may have the same questions about. And then also, but first, before we do that, I'd like you to talk about your case study.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead right now with my case study, though. This is my first deal. This is actually pretty interesting how this came about. This was a for sale by owner. On June 7th, I called them. On June 9th, I had an appointment, and they stood me up. And no calls back. I had two cell phone numbers, left messages, nothing. They called me back, I believe. They called through my seller hotline. So I'm looking at my notes. So they saw my flyer that I had posted on the site, and they called me back on June 24th. And between June 24th and July 2nd is when I purchased it. It all happened, and we went through the back and forth. So in a nutshell, this was a 1978 two-bedroom, one-and-a-half bath. It's a family park, 14 by 68, so it's pretty good size. They were asking $9,500. They weren't very flexible at first on that, but I did, after they had gotten back to me, went out and did an appointment. They took the pictures, got back with John, made him some offers. The cash offer was $3,880. They made them a payment offer and then a balloon offer. They wanted to get out of town. They had some family things come up in Arkansas, so they wanted to just get out. They liked the cash offer. They weren't really happy with it, but they were happy because it allowed them to move on and what they needed to do. So went ahead and on July 2nd, purchased that. In the meantime, I worked with the park manager. I couldn't have asked for a better park manager, I don't think. She's very great to work with. I didn't even have to ask her for a discount. She offered it right away. And she pointed out that, we'll give you half lot rent and we won't make you pay any utilities because we know you're not going to be living there. Oh, and by the way, you don't have to fill out an application because, we know you're just send us your business information. And all I ended up having to send was my business name and address. And so did that, got the title transferred, learned a lot about the paperwork and how to, the trustee thing worked. I know many of you are probably confused about that too. Once you go through it the first time, you learn a lot. I learned a lot. There's some unique stuff in Colorado in transferring title. I've talked to John about that too, but he's got everything and all the stuff in the modules is going to get you to where you need to, be to figure it out on your own if there are a few little, differences in your state. But, so I paid about $3,900, got about, $300-$400 more into it based on, buying supplies. Now, some of these supplies I'll use when I clean up other homes, but some of them were specific, vent covers and things like that for the home that were, I just had to replace because they looked so crappy. But, and then there was, a lot of cleaning. I paid some family, friends, cash to help me clean it a couple different days. One lesson learned, I'll warn you guys about that. I overestimated how easy it would be to clean the carpet. They had dogs, and the dogs had peed all over most of the carpet. So ended up, after buying a carpet cleaner off Craigslist and cleaning all the carpets, giving up on that. The smell was still too bad, ripped it up, and sold it as a handyman special. Once I got it, I used the I forget what the name. There's a special paint that you can put on the baseboard or the subfloor that will lock in the smell and take care of the smell. Kills, I think it's called, something like that. And that we used that. Did a lot of other cleanup and got the home ready to show. Showed the home a week and a half ago to at least five people that day. Of one person who's really interested, basically going to be selling it for just the terms that are almost exactly the terms that I wanted right now. That means instead of getting the $3,000 down as a move-in payment, I'm going to get I'll get $2,000, and I'm basically the cash flow to me will be $270 at this point. But I might bump it up a little more if they choose for me to just have homeowners insurance. So I'll be between 270 and 300 per month positive cash flow on this home over a five-year term. Let's see, was there anything else? John, do you think there's anything else important I left out?
Oh, there's a lot more.
Okay, well, go ahead and shoot me some questions.
Well, now, when you, I think it's curious, and it's probably good to note, and if anybody has any questions, now's the time to ask them.